The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
And welcome to the show, the John Murray Show with Shay Byrne today. And we have a very special reveal to do. We're going to reveal the winner of our restaurant makeover, which Blanid Bergen was in, who's a restaurant expert. And she was in talking to John a few weeks ago. And she offered to take on a project for us where we asked cafes and restaurants and pubs to contact us and explain why they needed her help. One of those people who contacted us was our winner, Dara Fitzgerald, and he's on the line now. Dara, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
That's good. Good morning to you. You're probably in your restaurant in Cork since 6 o'clock this morning, are you?
Yes, that's right. I am. Yeah, as I am pretty much every morning.
Well, congratulations. You're going to have Blanid's help.
Thank you so much.
Can you remind us why you needed that help? Why you thought you needed that help?
Yeah. I was basically part of a franchise and paying 8% to the franchise, not making any money. So we decided to come out of the franchise because we'd worked so long and hard to build up a loyal customer and what we thought was a nice, welcoming cafe. But not making any money, we decided to take the plunge and go out on our own. We think we've got a lot of things right, as in a good location, as I said, a nice, welcoming atmosphere. But there's a number of things we still need to get right, including the food menu. And for me personally, I've been so involved in it, as you said, in at 6 in the morning, working, you know, maybe 7 days a week, that probably it would be just very helpful to get someone with Blanid's experience to come in and give an eye over the business and support us in that way.
You've made a huge amount of money from this in the last 3 years. Is that right, Dara?
complete opposite. You know, I mean, we're kind of at a stage where we're just about breaking even, but no money is coming in. And as I said, we made the jump from the franchise, and we talked long and hard about whether we could continue. And we felt, as I said, after all the hard work we'd put in, it would be a shame just to let it all go away. So we decided to give that one more try. And, you know, I'm really confident now, giving the kind of support and mentoring that, you know, I would expect to get from Blanid, that I think there's a really good opportunity for us to turn this around and start making money. And I just want to say as well that, you know, with me not making money and my wife working, she's been a fantastic support to me and encouragement and that. So it's fantastic now to get this recognition as well.
You started this cafe 3 years ago, and what was your catering experience before that?
I came from a retail background, so I had a passion and love for coffee and passionate as well about customer service and working with people. And I suppose looking at you know, some of the things I've heard Blanid say, she did say that obviously if you are to open your own business in this kind of line, then, you know, a knowledge of food and kind of a good background in food is essential. And that's something I didn't have. And I think that's kind of been reflected in the fact that we have given an excellent customer service, and we've been twice recognised by being nominated for Cork's Friendliest Business. But as I said the last time when I was speaking to John, there's nothing memorable about our food menu. I think there's a lot of competitors doing quite similar things to us, and we just want to know. We've made the break from the franchise where we would have had to follow their menu and buy from them. You know, we want to start getting into dealing with local suppliers, you know, making food in the cafe, fresh local produce.
Well, Dara, Blanid has joined me now, and we're going to talk to her in a few minutes. But I don't know if you know this, but Blanid and Colin Flynn, our reporter, visited your cafe last week.
Correct.
Did you know that?
I heard something about it. I didn't know they'd been in at this stage, but
they've been in, and they brought a tape recorder with them.
Right. Okay.
And they ordered some food, and they got they gave you some feedback. This might be a little bit uncomfortable.
Okay.
All right. So brace yourself.
Sure.
This is Colm and Blanid.
Thanks for warning me.
Not at all. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. So,
yes, exactly.
So sit down. Sit down for a second. And here's Blanid and Colm.
Blanid, we must look very suspicious because we're standing here on Patrick Street in Cork City and you're after putting on a wig.
Yes, I think we're about to be arrested. I put on my wig, my fedora, my fashion glasses, and I'm just thinking the things I do for RTE.
I think it looks good. I think it suits you.
That's a lie.
We'll let you keep it as well. Will we go around the corner?
Yes, we will, yes.
Okay, so we're turning now onto Cook Street, and at this point I'm going to hide this big RTE microphone and take out a smaller one. Okay, Blanid, we're just after sitting down at our table just by the window. Your first impressions of the place?
My first impressions are that it is cold. It's cold atmosphere. It's not that it's cold in temperature. It's cold atmosphere. There's quite a lot of loud noises in it. It's, to me, would be completely lacking in character. There's nothing on the walls. Looks like part of it's been painted. There isn't any menu visible, which is interesting. There's nothing on the tables and there's nothing on the walls. So it's a very bland kind of place, and it has quite quite a stark, sterile kind of feel to it.
And because of the lack of menus and there not being any specials on the wall or anything like that, we've walked in here off the street. We don't know what they sell, what their special is today, if they do soups or sandwiches, if they do burgers.
We've no idea what they do because, as I said, there's no menu visible, and it's not clear whether or not we should go up to the counter or whether we should sit down and wait for somebody, because there seems to be plenty of staff walking around and there are four staff behind the counter. So again, it's not clear what we should do, and nobody really seems to have noticed us.
And I'm leaning over to hear you because the acoustics in here are quite bad. Every door that closes, it slams and echoes throughout the room.
Yes, it's very, everything's very loud. We can hear the coffee grinder being banged in the background there. And you know, it's a real pity because it's quite a nice space. It's bright. There are two beautiful windows looking out onto the street. They've got really nice area here for seating out at the front. They probably have room for about 12 or 14 seats out here. So it's a pity. It's a space that could be transformed quite easily, and with, I would have thought, quite inexpensively. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll wait another few minutes and see what happens.
Okay, Blondet, 4 minutes has passed. No one has come down to ask us, are we okay? Would we like a menu to tell us what is being served here today? Will I just go up and ask?
I think so, yeah, because it's unclear what we should do. Nobody seems to be waiting at tables. I don't see anyone going up to the counter to order, so I think you better go up and see what's going on, yeah.
Okay, Blondet, I went up and asked for a menu. There are no menus because he did make the point that they're just coming out of a franchise and they haven't printed any menus yet. They've none up on the wall. So what he did tell me they do is paninis, sandwiches, bagels, anything we want. Anything we want, he said. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good, all right. But I suppose it doesn't make it any easier for us to choose. That's the trouble.
I'll go back up and I'll order a chicken panini.
Okay.
Okay, Blondet, we've been in here for 13 minutes. I'm just after getting the panini put down in front of me.
So what do you think of your panini?
My chili chicken panini comes, the first thing I'd say, it looks very plain, the plate.
Yeah.
All I have are a few crisps on the side, and the panini looks like something I could have made at home. Mm. I've taken a bite into it. Would you like to take a bite into other half of my panini?
I will, yep. It's okay. It's edible. Yeah. The bread isn't really any good. The sweet chili sauce is, as I said, the cheapest form of sweet chili sauce. The chicken is okay. The cheese isn't too bad either, and there are fresh peppers in it, so they're not too bad.
Well,
thank you very much. Great, thank you.
Now, Blondet, your soup is after being put down on the table in front of you.
So I would say about the soup and the sandwich, they're fine. They're definitely not memorable.
No.
The service is fast. The soup is hot. The staff are pleasant enough when they did come bring the food down, but there's really no engagement other than just leaving it down. Hasn't been any engagement with us from the point of view of customer service. And the person, I presume to be the owner, didn't notice us coming in and hasn't looked up since we got in here. And again, to be fair, they're in a transitional period. It's probably quite stressful for them, so they're trying to get things sorted. But I do think it has been a mistake for them not to close for a few days to redo it and then reopen under a new brand.
Thanks,
man. So I checked the timer. We have been in here for 40 minutes.
It's a bit like, you know, a limping horse, or, you know, a slowly dying drip, drip, drip. It's like death by a thousand cuts, and they need to make some really fast decisions now about what they're going to do next and how they're going to do it. And they need to commit to doing it properly, because if they don't, I'm not sure that it's going to work for them.
Well, Dara, what do you think of that?
Very interesting, I have to say.
That was recorded in secret, and I hope you don't mind, but it was just a way of assessing the situation at the time. I think, in fairness to both Blondet and Colm, they accepted the fact that you're in a transition period. That's been particularly stressful for you.
It has, it has. And I know Blondet made the point of maybe closing for a period, and we did close for a couple of days. And I totally agree, we would have been better off staying closed for longer. But I am in a situation where I suppose to make this transition has been quite expensive. And I suppose I'm in a situation where I can't really afford too much of a loss of takings in that. But it was very interesting to hear that. I suppose I mentioned the word that our food menu is not memorable, and that was one of the words that Blonde had actually used. There was nothing memorable about it, she said. Unfortunately, I suppose I have waxed lyrical here about the fact we give excellent service, but that doesn't appear to have been borne out by what I heard from Blonde's.
You take a breath there, and Blonde is with us here. Blonde, they were some of the negative things that you found. Why did you choose Dara's Cafe?
Good morning, Shane, and thanks for having me back. Good morning, Dara.
Morning.
Why did I choose it? I chose it because I felt that he was the business that was most in need of help urgently. And I'm happy with my decision. And looking at all the other businesses, they're super businesses. We'll probably come back to that in a few minutes. But I just felt, and I read the email that was sent into the programme as well by Dara, and I felt that that really clarified for me what I had thought originally, that the business is in trouble and that it needs fairly urgent help. And also, I suppose he fits the profile of people who come into the industry having had a background in a different industry, and they come in, and Dara probably thought that getting involved in a franchise was a safe option because they would bring the expertise that maybe he didn't have, whereas he had expertise in retail. So it didn't work out for him in this case, which is unfortunate. And I felt from that point of view as well that he had gone in probably expecting to get some, you know, fairly solid support and direction. And
so
that
with the franchise out, like McDonald's or KFC or Subway, Eddie Rockets, they're all franchises. They and whatever other franchises, the basic model is that they would train you and give you the tools to open your business.
Yes,
that exactly. You wouldn't have on your own.
Yes, and you have a safety net there. You have a very big support network in the background if something isn't working for you, and you have people there with expertise to come in. And I'm presuming that that's what his thinking was behind
getting involved. So Dara, that didn't work out, and we know that, and for various different reasons that didn't work out with the franchise, the master franchise that you were involved with. Do you feel a little bit on your own now, a little bit at sea, or do you think that the 3 years in the franchise might have given you some tools to go forward?
Yeah, I definitely think that what Blonde had said is 100% right. I came in with a background in retail, good experience in customer service, but not in the food industry. My thinking was opening with a franchise would provide me with those tools and that training. I guess, and somebody said to me, the catch-22 with a franchise is that it's extremely good for helping you get open because they provide you with a lot of assistance in that in doing so, and I'm very grateful to the franchise for that. But you start getting to a stage where you think, you know, why do I need the franchise anymore? And that kind of came true with our thinking in terms of why we decided to eventually opt out of the franchise. But, you know, everything you said there is accurate, yes.
Blonde, what kind of things can you do for Dara? What can he expect to hear from you from now on?
Well, this is what I propose to do. I propose to go down and visit you next Wednesday, Dara, and spend the best part of the day. I will sit down and we look at all the costs involved in running the business at the moment. I'd need to know what his rent and rates are and what exactly the financial situation is. I'm going to have a look at your food. I think, as you said yourself, the food is a problem at the moment. It's just not really good enough, and you've got very, very competitive market down there. So I look at that. I would look at his opening hours. I look at the history of the business. I look at his own strengths and what challenges there are in the business. I'm also going to look at the interior design. It definitely needs an interior design eye, and I'm bringing a person with me, Fionnuala Lennon from the Pub Design Company, whom I've worked with before. She has a super eye for colour, for texture, for atmosphere, and she's going to give her services free as well. So she's going to be with me, and there may be one or two other people. I'm calling in a few favours at the moment to help Dara, because I think it definitely has potential. It's in a city that's renowned for food, and I think it's got potential. I'd be very, very positive and optimistic about it, and I will give him whatever support he needs, but I will do a full analysis of the business. A lot I don't know yet about the business and how it works.
It sounds a bit severe, Dara, but I think you'll be well looked after coming out of it, and we wish you the best. How do you feel now after that?
fantastic. Coming on, I didn't know what the situation was, whether I was, you know, down to the last three or what it was. So to hear you say that we'd won it was fantastic. And I'd had a look at my bank account just before I came on the phone call. So this is a welcome bit of good news this morning. And I'm really looking forward to working with Blaenau. As I said, you know, I'm hardworking and very open about the business. So really prepared to get stuck in and work with Blaenau. And I'm really looking forward to turning this around.
Well, Dara, we look forward to speaking to you when things have turned around and got better as well. And we'll be following your progress on the show over the next few weeks. Dara Fitzgerald from what is soon to be renamed Oscar's Cafe in Cork City. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for joining us.
10-month-old son.
Good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Blaenau, can I just ask you a question? Many people go into the food industry maybe a little bit naively, and Dara was very open about that as well. He went out without experience, and that's why he brought a franchise. They think maybe it's going to give them more leisure time. It's going to be a cash cow, a coffee shop. We see them open and close, and the warehouses of Ireland are full of secondhand catering equipment. What would you say to anybody who's sitting at home with inheritance or a redundancy who's never been in the food industry and thinks, you know what would be a great thing to do? Open a coffee shop and let my sister-in-law run it.
I would say you need to do. You need to know what the business is about, and if I may be so bold, they might have a look. They might have a look at the business courses that I run. I put them together for people exactly like that. So, you know, the business of opening a cafe, the business of opening a restaurant, they get the business side of it, and they get the practicalities of running a business. And I burst lots and lots of bubbles along the way. But sometimes people come off the course and they say, you know what, that was great. I'm going to go back to my day job, or you know what, that was great. And now I know what I need to do, and I'm ready for it. So that's what they need to do. They cannot go into it with their eyes closed. They will lose so many things. They may, you know, people have lost their marriages, they've lost all their money, they are emotional wrecks at the end of it. It's really complicated.
Let them think about 3 years down the line as Dara is taking in the paninis at half five in the morning outside the coffee shop door.
And the thing I really liked about Dara as well was that he had the honesty to admit that he hadn't taken a salary out for 3 years, which is happening all over the country. But I'm really looking forward to helping him.
I remember one restaurant owner saying, I should have just written a cheque for 10 grand, given it away and stayed at home, because it would have been better. Blaenau Berger, thank you so much for coming
in.
We look forward to talking to you on the show in the next few days.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.